Hello, everybody. Our devotional today comes from Psalm 40. Again, that is Psalm 40. And I'll read that for us. I waited patiently for the Lord. He inclined to me and heard my cry. He drew me up from the pit of destruction, out of the miry bog, and set my feet upon a rock, making my steps secure. He put a new song in my mouth, a song of praise to our God. Many will see and fear and put their trust in the Lord. Blessed is the man who makes the Lord his trust, who does not turn to the proud, to those who go astray after a lie. You have multiplied, O Lord my God, your wondrous deeds and your thoughts toward us. None can compare with you. I will proclaim and tell of them, yet they are more than can be told. In sacrifice and offering you have not delighted, but you have given me an open ear. Burnt offering and sin offering you have not required. Then I said, Behold, I have come. In the scroll of the book it is written of me. I delight to do your will, O my God. Your law is within my heart. I have told the glad news of deliverance in the great congregation. Behold, I have not restrained my lips, as you know, O Lord. I have not hidden your deliverance within my heart. I have spoken of your faithfulness and your salvation. I have not concealed your steadfast love and your faithfulness from the great congregation. As for you, O Lord, you will not restrain your mercy from me. Your steadfast love and your faithfulness will ever preserve me. For evils have encompassed me beyond number. My iniquities have overtaken me, and I cannot see. They are more than the hairs of my head. My heart fails me. Be pleased, O Lord, to deliver me. O Lord, make haste to help me. Let those be put to shame and disappointed altogether who seek to snatch away my life. Let those be turned back and brought to dishonor who delight in my hurt. Let those be appalled because of their shame who say to me, Aha, aha. But may all who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. May those who love your salvation say continually, Great is the Lord. As for me, I am poor and needy, but the Lord takes thought for me. You are my help and my deliverer. Do not delay, O my God. This psalm is one of those psalms that seem to have many different themes. I think the passage itself is pretty straightforward, but each verse that David writes here is rich with truths about God and what these truths mean to us as God's children. Today, I thought I might go through the passage section by section and highlight these different themes that David brings to us. Verses 1 to 3 talk about waiting patiently for the Lord. David says he waits patiently for the Lord because the Lord hears him. There have been times in David's past where God drew him up from the pit of destruction and set his feet upon a rock. And with this assurance, knowing that God has delivered him before, David experiences God putting a new song of praise in his mouth, which others also see and end up also putting their trust in God. Verse 4 talks about trusting in the Lord and not turning to lies and being led astray. Verse 5 talks about proclaiming the many uncountable wondrous deeds of the Lord. Verses 6 to 8, this actually foreshadows Jesus. David says that God doesn't delight in sacrifices or offerings themselves, but rather, as it says in verse 6, God delights in an open ear, or in other words, obedience. Verses 7 to 8 goes on to implicitly talk about Jesus, who was the ultimate example of humble obedience. Verses 9 to 10 talk more about publicly proclaiming God's goodness, God's faithfulness, his deliverance. Verses 11 to 12 talk about the mercy and steadfast love of God that preserves David even amidst evils and his own shortcomings. Verses 13 to 15 talk about God's deliverance. I thought verse 13 was interesting. David says, Be pleased, O Lord, to deliver me. He doesn't just ask God to deliver him, but he says that this deliverance pleases the Lord. It delights God to help his children. In verse 16, David encourages believers to rejoice and be glad in the Lord, to take pleasure in God and his salvation. And then finally, in verse 17, David admits his weakness by saying, "I am poor and needy," but then confidently says that the Lord thinks of him and that the Lord is David's help and deliverer. I know that was a lot, but just to recap, I'll list again these different themes that we just went through from this passage. We have patiently waiting on the Lord. We have the Lord taking us out of the pit and onto firm ground. There's God putting a new song of praise in our mouths. There's trusting in the Lord, publicly proclaiming the goodness of the Lord. God's desire for our obedience, which was shown perfectly in Jesus. There's the steadfast love and mercy of God, which sustains us. God's deliverance and his delight in giving it to us. And there's to rejoice and to be glad in the Lord. These were the different themes that we went through today in this passage. It's a little bit of a shorter devotional today, but what I want to encourage us to do today is that once this recording is over, let's go back to the passage. The passage again is Psalm 40. And let's intentionally sit and meditate on one or more of these different themes that we went through. Maybe the Holy Spirit will put upon your mind a specific theme or verse. And when that happens, let's sit with it, meditate on it. Let's read it again and again and again and again. And allow the scripture to pierce our hearts. And when the Holy Spirit speaks to us through a word or a thought, I encourage us to make note of it. Write it down somewhere on your phone, or maybe you have a journal, so that we don't forget what the Holy Spirit says to us. I encourage us to do that today. Let me just close us in prayer. Dear Lord, we thank you for this word you've given us today. I pray that the Holy Spirit would stir in our hearts as we meditate over this passage. Lord, I pray that you open our hearts so that we may receive what you have to say to us today. May we be reminded of your truth. May we be encouraged. May we be challenged. And in all these things, Lord, may you be glorified. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.